Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Oh man, what a lineup. We are back live all together again. Jonathan E. Moore, FDA Dragon Slayer, making his way through traffic to get here on time. Just to give you a heads up, we've got Liam Sheff. We're going to talk peak oil. We're going to talk Bell's palsy, neurological degradation. We're going to talk Alyssa Milano's breast milk. Oh my gosh. Also, the first church of cannabis with the Indiana Religious Freedom Law. Wild stuff happening. And this hour with Jonathan E. Moore, Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty, and also Cheryl Chumbly is planning to join us. Jonathan, are you there?
I'm here, Robert. Great to be with you.
Oh, man, I totally missed you when I was out of town last week, and I know it was hard to get everything together, but the Brits, some of them at least, were loving the idea of health freedom as I was there with Dr. Rob Verkerk and Melanie Eldridge of the Alliance for Natural Health UK and Europe.
Well, they're starving for freedom over there because of the European Union stealing all of their rights. So they end up with the inability to communicate any health information at all. And it's quite an affront to the people of England because for so many years they enjoyed a significant degree of health freedom. Now it's largely been destroyed by forces beyond their control outside of their own country. Exercised by the European Union in Belgium. So it's a disaster for them.
Yeah, and there's even a lot of restrictions with their own NHS, a socialized medical system, that they're concerned because it's, I think, the seventh largest employer on planet Earth with 1.7 million employees, which is just stunning. I didn't realize it was that big. And it's on the verge of bankruptcy, and there's a lot of attacks on homeopathy and holistic medicine. And that's where I wanted to start with you, because there was an ANH USA alert about the FDA having a hearing on homeopathy. I thought, What is there to hear about? It's already settled. The Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act of 1938, passed in 1939, established the pharmacopoeia, grandfathered it in. So what are they doing here?
I don't know. Are you hearing any major public outcries against homeopathy? I dare say there's not a single person in the United States other than the opportunistic bounty hunter lawyers in California who care at all about homeopathy beyond those using it. I mean, it's just not an issue, and they're making it into an issue because they just can't leave well enough alone, and they despise the whole idea of anything that doesn't fit within the conventional medical paradigm. They hate the idea of homeopathy. There's always been a tension with the FDA, with the industry, the drug industry, and the homeopathic pharmacopoeia people from the very start. They never wanted it to be protected. It was only because members of Congress who had experienced homeopathy and who appreciated the science of it permitted it. But
including Michigan Senator Copeland, if you remember that story. Copeland's cure, it's an amazing history that very few Americans even know about.
But now, you know, it had been left alone by Democrat and Republican administrations for decades, and all of a sudden this FDA believes that it ought to be appropriate to open up the whole issue and to assess it anew. That's nothing but trouble, Robert. They're going to take away people's freedom once again.
Absolutely incredible. So we're going to keep an eye on that, obviously. Jonathan, if you hear anything about it, please let us know, and we'll be covering it here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty version of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We also have Norm Singleton with us from Campaign for Liberty. Norm, are you there?
Yes, I am.
It's always good to hear from you, Norm.
Good to thank you for having me on.
Now, Norm has been covering a lot of things, of course, with Rand Paul declaring for the presidency. There's big news there. Also, the IRS learner contempt issue is still in the news, although it seems like they're not going to be held in contempt. And I'm wide open with you guys today, wherever you want to go.
Well, Norm, why don't you talk about Lois Lerner, because this is a huge outrage. This is a person who grossly abused the power of her office in coordination with several people within the IRS, and they performed a political feat for the administration by going after conservatives, targeting them. And this is just wholly unacceptable for any government of law in this country. They broke the law. They committed acts of abuse of power. They appear to have been operating in orchestration with operatives inside the White House. And once again, there's this whitewashing. There's this slow peddling of information. And then when it comes down to it, when the moment arose, when we really should have prosecuted her for contempt of Congress and really should have arrested her, and she should be prosecuted by the Department of Justice for illegal activity, she's being given a free pass. Norm, your thoughts?
I agree with everything you just said. I think that it is just amazing that an administrative official just flaunts the law like this, you know, pretends that it doesn't, is under can pick and choose when she can testify before Congress. I certainly support the right of people to invoke the Fifth Amendment, either in court or in a congressional hearing. But she did testify at an earlier hearing proclaiming her innocence. Then at a follow-up hearing, she changed her mind, decided she didn't want to testify. And the other thing, as Congressman Paul pointed out, there is a double standard among Congress themselves in that very rarely is an administration witness of either party treated really with an insistence that that they actually give the truth, or that their claims that they made are seriously questioned. This is a welcome and rare occasion, but of course it's an exception that proves the rule, because there is so much controversy around Lerner's actions regarding the targeting of Tea Party and other groups opposed to the administration's agenda. But a private citizen, I mean, we all remember, I'm sure, the some of the private companies that they come up and they're harangued and bullied, subpoenaed by members of Congress trying to look good before the cameras. So in a sense, it's refreshing to see that Republicans on the Oversight Committee you know, acting this way. It's a shame that the Justice Department, although not surprising that the Justice Department decided to not persecute someone under fire for doing activities that seem to be designed to harm the administration's political enemies.
Yes, indeed. And is Cheryl Chumley with us?
I don't think she's with us yet. She may be joining us in the second segment. We'll hear from her also. And, of course, the Rand Paul issue is big this week, talking about some of the candidates coming up next. You know, with the IRS issue, some of the candidates on the Republican side have been pushing toward a more fairer tax code, if that can be made possible. I don't know. I think Rand Paul may have come out for this concept of either a flat tax or something along those lines. I think the income tax is an abhorrent system because it's a slave tax. It basically it says we own 100% of you, and we'll tell you what you can keep.
Well, exactly. I'm sorry. Go on.
I was going to ask Norm about Rand Paul's announcement and the media reaction to it. I mean, one of the things that I really dislike is the kind of short shrift that the media gives to candidates that it doesn't like. But particularly in this case, you know, Rand Paul announces his candidacy for the presidency. He makes some very significant statements that are newsworthy. The media avoids those, and the discussion is largely about whether or not Rand Paul it could possibly ever be acceptable to the American people. The whole framing of the issue is to condemn his candidacy as soon as it got started. And I find that really a huge disservice to people, because at a minimum, when a candidate, regardless of their party, announces their candidacy for president, the media ought to be pressing for their positions on issues and articulating what those positions are on issues before they engage in mass editorialization about the candidates, the candidate him or herself. It just is not sufficient for a fair and open society to have a media that just will give such short shrift to serious candidates for presidency, particularly in a crisis time like we have now.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it looks like, and Norm, they are framing this like they tried to marginalize his dad, Ron Paul, very much.
They are, and they're playing a little game of criticizing him for taking positions similar to his dad, similar to most libertarians, and then they're turning around and if he takes a strict libertarian line on something, they say, well, this shows he can't win because the Republican Party's not there. But if he takes any line takes any approach that's at all different from his dad's approach, they say, well, you're flip-flopping, you're changing, you're not running as yourself. So they really have set up a two-sided gotcha game with Rand. Clearly, the fact that he has been met with such hostility shows that he is considered a threat, not just by the Democratic Party,
but the Republican,
by a lot of
too.
The Republican establishment, too.
Yes, they attacked him, Norm. I saw this. They're hiring attack ads because of his foreign policy, but he went out and said Islamic terrorism. He didn't hold back in his announcement.
He was very clear in his announcement as to where he stands, where he differs from the traditional libertarian view, or at least some libertarians, where he differs from the neoconservative view, and where he agrees with that. And I think that he'll continue to get better and
sure. Hey, stand by, Norm. I apologize. We're up on a break. I didn't hear the music, but we got to take a break here. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour with Jonathan Emord, and we're back after this message.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, this hour, the voice of health, freedom, and healing liberty is political healing, political freedom as well, with Jonathan Emore, the FDA Dragon Slayer, and Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty. We hope to be joined by Cheryl Chumley shortly. Jonathan and Norm and I are having a spirited discussion even off the air about Rand Paul. We're going to get into the Iran thing as well. And Jonathan, which way do you want to go?
Well, I think it's important to talk a little bit about the Republican primaries because it's now becoming very interesting. There may be some 20 candidates running for office, and this affords the public really a huge opportunity because with that many candidates, it's quite possible that all of the issues could be thoroughly fleshed out. Of course, the media has to do its job. But if the issues are thoroughly fleshed out, we'll be able to see all of the characteristics of these 20 men and possibly women, some women, and be able to discern from among them which ones have the true, what we might consider, a presidential character, gravitas, and ability to defeat Hillary Clinton. And, you know, we see people who we like who have announced their candidacy. But at this stage, it's sort of like, you know, it's a beauty contest. We still don't know exactly who these people are. And, you know, some of us do. Some of us have a good understanding of who Rand Paul is and the honesty and character integrity of that man. Others have the closer understanding of Ted Cruz, and I admire him greatly. I think Norm mentioned during the break he does too. But what the public needs is a thorough vetting of the issues, and if the media will afford that, and if the primary debates will allow us to see that, I think we're going to be able to get a good understanding of who these guys are, and we'll see who has the Teflon and who has the appeal and the character, who can rise to the level of a Ronald Reagan, which is no small feat. But then shifting from that, and I think we want to get a few comments about that from Norm before I do this, but
sure.
I do want to talk about this horrendous negotiation that's going on with John Kerry and the Iranian regime, which is just despicable given the fact that the Iranian regime is overtly dedicated to our destruction and to the destruction of Israel. I mean, they're funding and supporting international terrorism. They are a major sponsor of radical Islamists who oppose this country and who wish for this country to be brought to its knees. You know, this is not someone who is being anything but duplicitous, and yet you have this administration giving these people credence and saying that out of this can come a trustworthy deal. They're not going to honor any deal that's not in their interest. They're going to play this game and abuse this country, and the Obama administration is perfectly happy to have them do that. The sanctions were working. More stringent sanctions were in order. Israel is now put in the position of having to act unilaterally to stop them from creating fissile bombs out of this enriched uranium. And that's not going to be a pretty picture. I mean, we're going to see a major conflict. All of this could have been averted had strict adherence to those sanctions been demanded and had this administration not been so fickle and so willing to embrace a country that is really our dedicated enemy. But, Norm, your thoughts on both of those topics, starting with the upcoming election.
Well, on the upcoming election, I think you're right. I mean, what I just saw something right before we went on that said that Hillary's might make some sort of announcement as early as this weekend. I don't know if that would be a actual declaration of a candidacy or she is planning an exploratory committee, but either way, it would be significant, and she would be the first and the only so far Democrat declared candidate. And the fact that she is declaring so early, even though she's the overwhelming front runner, I think might suggest that she could be a little bit nervous. She could be seeing, I don't know, Elizabeth Warren still in her rearview mirror, gaining on her, even though Warren continually says she doesn't want to run and has no intention of running.
Right, and Norm, I've seen Rand Paul also polling good against her, better than perhaps all the candidates, even though there's only been two official declarations for candidates at this point. We got to take a break here. We've got more with Norm Singleton and Jonathan Emord, maybe from Cheryl Chumbly, after we get back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, all the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including links to Jonathan Emord at emord.com and all of his wonderful books, including The Rise of Tyranny and a number of others. And Campaign for Liberty's Norman Singleton is here doing great work, as always. And again, we still hope to hear from Cheryl Chumley. It's very masculine here right now, guys. Can you tell? We're just kind of ready to go get them.
Yes, it is. And I think in the case of Iran, we really should not be negotiating with people who have proven themselves again and again, and even during these negotiations, to be people who simply will not abide by their word. The basic problem here is that you have people willing to promise and not willing to abide by their word. And you really can't enter into any deal where trust is extended to somebody who's totally untrustworthy. That's the essential problem. This administration has defined a fundamental enemy of the United States as an ally for purposes of negotiating a deal. And that's just, they don't deserve that credence being extended toward them at all. They're simply not our friends. They have absolutely no hesitation in breaking agreements and lying to us and doing what they want to do anyway. We should not be so naive as to think that something written on paper that would bind them is something they will follow. They won't.
Hey, Norm, is anybody talking about the whole history of relations with Iran? I mean, you know, Ron Paul used to do that regularly, kind of give that backstory to kind of say how we got here.
Yeah, a few people are, and it's a very complex relationship because we did go in and I think it's widely acknowledged, orchestrate the overthrowing of a democratically elected governor in 1955, and that has led to a lot of hostility towards us and towards the United States. And interestingly, one of the reasons that they dislike Israel, this is something, you know, people who think that the Arab world dislikes America because of Israel should consider that it's also a two-way street. Sometimes they blame Israel for things that the United States have done in the past. But then they got this this revolution in 79. They overthrew the Shah. They got rid of, I forget what his secret service was, and as unfortunately often happens in revolutions, has happened in 1919, in Russia, they got something worse, which is the Ayatollah Khomeini. And whether or not they are going to modernize, I mean, there's a whole lot of questions about this deal. What they agreed to, from what I've seen, sounds like it might not be that bad. The question is trust. The question of if Israel sees the deal as dangerous for their security, or if another Arab country, Jordan, which has recently shown an increased willingness to engage militarily against other branches of Muslim jihadists who take a more fanatical and radical view than the Jordanian government, and Jordan has decided that they're a threat. Saudi Arabia, which I don't like. I mean, you know, it's tough to say that Iran's actually human rights record is any better than Saudi Arabia, even though Saudi Arabia is our ally, because Saudi Arabia is a horrible human rights practices. But they are at least nominally our ally, and they have reason to feel threatened if Iran decides to back some radical jihadist. Of course, you also have different factions of radical jihadists because you have different factions of Islam. The whole politics of that area is a mess. But my point was that you know, are we going to respect the rights, the sovereign rights of Israel, of Saudi Arabia, of countries, no matter what
we
think of them,
to make their own foreign policy, right?
The point is, if they see Iran as a threat, what if, say, at some point, Putin, who has had problems with Muslims in Russia, decides that he's not crazy about Iran getting weapons. He doesn't like the deal Obama designs, and he decides to take some actions. Or China.
The foreign policy mess, again, we can go back to Afghanistan and say, hey, you know, the old Soviet Union couldn't hold it. Why do we think we can? And Rand Paul, to his credit, also talked about the folly of nation building, thinking that conservatives believe government is incompetent, yet somehow the neocons believe it's completely competent when it goes to building nations around the world. I understand we have Cheryl Chumley connected with us now. We definitely need Cheryl's balance here because we're just raw masculinity right now with Jonathan Ebord and Norm Singleton. Cheryl, welcome back to the program.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Oh, so good to hear your voice. Give us a quick update on what you're up to now, because I know you had transitioned.
Yes, I left the Washington Times a few weeks ago. I am now at WND.com. Still covering the same types of issues. Iran is definitely the hottest thing, and I hear you guys talking about it now.
I think we really do need to hear from Cheryl about this deal and her perception of it and how she thinks the Obama administration is doing as far as protecting American interests and also dealing with Israel. So what's your assessment?
It's a bad deal, to put it bluntly. It's basically America giving up any type of oversight of Iran, any type of way we have of monitoring them. I know the agreement says that Iran is supposed to agree to have UN inspectors go in at about any time they feel suspicions that Iran may be developing something they're not supposed to be. But Iran has already come out and said this deal is not set in stone. It's not something that is going to last forever into the future. And they've already come out today and tweeted that what America is putting out as far as the deal has been forged, Iran has difference of opinions already. And, you know, to me the most interesting thing coming up is April 14th, Congress is due to vote on whether the president has to get their permission to go forward with this plan or not. And Senator Schumer, a staunch Democrat, wants to have this vote. He actually wants to tie Obama's hand on this. So that's going to be a little bit interesting to watch on Capitol Hill.
It's going to be very – this is Norm Singleton. It's going to be very interesting. When people complain about the deal, because what I've read about the terms of the deal, I'll be honest, some of them sound like Iran is on paper agreeing to quite a lot of reasonable terms, but is it that there's concerns that it's not enough, or is it concerns that there's not the compliance?
Ability to verify that they're going to comply?
Ability to verify there. Is it also the concerns that I think that you could be like I am, a Ron Paul,
a foreign policy of non-intervention.
And then question, like, well, why are we negotiating at all with Iran instead of allowing Iran's neighbors in the Middle East to deal with the problem? I mean, because if the drug cartels in Mexico decided to embark on a nuclear weapons program, I don't think we would be very happy if Saudi Arabia came over and negotiated terms with Mexico.
Well, you know,
so or is it all three?
You know, there's a huge trust factor here. A lot of this deal depends on Iran, making good on the agreements that they forge right now. And I don't think Iran has a very good track record of being honest and forthcoming with America, which, they come out and call us the enemy, basically. And one of the biggest issues is their underground enrichment facility, where we're supposed to trust that they're not going to enrich any uranium in there. They're going to cease all enrichment actions. How are we going to really check that? They're supposed to, according to the terms of the agreement, they're supposed to turn their underground enrichment facility into a physics research center. That seems to defy a little bit of logic that we're supposed to trust them, take them at their word that they're going to do that. And as far as enforcing with watchdogging, that's going to be a monster to accomplish.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
If you were intent on reaching a quote unquote deal that would be the easiest one to abrogate and would invite discussion first before action, then you would want a deal that set limits but required them to be achieved incrementally over a very long period of time. In other words, you would insist that rather than have immediate compliance such that you would not have your enriched uranium next week, that you would achieve that over a decade. And this thing goes over 20 years, 10 years in certain instances, 20 years. During that time, they can redefine what the objectives of the deal were. They can say that they're in compliance when they aren't. They can draw attention to certain things that show compliance while violating other things. It's absolutely perfect for politics, shell games, manipulation of information, delaying any intervention by Israel or another country on the argument that, well, you don't think we're complying, we think we're complying, let's look at paragraph 27, we interpret it to mean this, you interpret it to mean that. I mean, it shifts the focus from the goal of achieving immediately an elimination of the nuclear threat that Iran poses into this formulaic thing that allows them essentially to achieve whatever objective they want to in developing a bomb. And it's going to be a fait accompli. They know that, like with Pakistan, once they get the bomb, the ghost is over. I mean, it's up. Once you got it, you're in the club, and how are you going to undo that? How are you going to put the genie back in the bottle? Very hard to do. Well, then they can intimidate their neighbors.
Yeah. Go ahead, Norm.
Well, I think, Jonathan, the one thing on that, how do you intimidate, is how do you keep them in the club is when they have the bomb is, we do have a nuclear deterrent, and there's always speculation that other countries in the Middle East may or may not have nuclear weapons.
Right. Well, listen, we got a lot more to discuss in one more segment to do it in, Norm. Hold your thought there. We've got Cheryl Chumley back, Norm Singleton, and, of course, Jonathan E. Moore, Sacred Fire of Liberty. We'll be right back.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers, and we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business. You can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all-natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only One Silver Solution.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
And political propaganda here today. Sacred Fire Liberty. Next hour, we'll talk oil and energy reserves, how that means we should all be growing some of our own food, as well as the Indiana Religious Freedom Law resulting in the first church of cannabis. Very interesting things happening. And Alyssa Milano's breast milk being confiscated at Heathrow. But right now, a discussion about maybe Hillary Clinton. We got Jonathan Emord. We got Cheryl Chumley. We've got Norm Singleton. Jonathan, take it away.
Well, this is interesting because Hillary is her own worst enemy right now and may well be through the rest of the campaign. And she had a huge opportunity to define who she was early on before anyone else got into the race by announcing her position on issues and distinguishing herself from the Obama administration by making it clear that she disagreed with certain things, politely disagreeing. She chose not to take that course, and so we have the situation where people really don't know who Hillary Clinton is. They wonder, well, if she's not the person she used to be, who is she now? And if she says that she's someone else now, well, is that the real Hillary Clinton? So I wanted to hear from Cheryl what her take is on Hillary's recent email problems, other things, and is she blowing the opportunity to make a name for herself in a positive way?
Yeah, it seems like these last few weeks she's kind of been sucked into the whole scandal of her email fiasco, and that's not really disappearing. She still has hanging over her head the Benghazi committee and that tape being played, or the looming idea of that tape being played. What difference at this point does it all matter? So you can certainly go after her for trustworthiness in any campaign she might launch. At the same time, you know, the Democrats don't have another strong candidate right now. It seems like all their bucks are in Clinton's camp. And there is one more scandal that's looming. Rand Paul referenced it earlier this week when he talked about the donations that were sent to the Clinton Foundation. And he basically said that there's more info to come on that. So I think there's another scandal coming, but Hillary has indicated to the press that she's assembled her campaign people and put them on high alert to be ready at a moment's notice to launch her campaign. So I think she's going to run no matter what. It's just let's see how it goes when she starts her campaign as far as brushing off these looming and continuing scandals.
And Norm Rand Paul has certainly put Hillary Clinton on notice. He hasn't backed off at all.
No, he hasn't. And I think it's interesting. One of the things that we keep hearing from the media is about Ron Paul's long shadow over Rand, Jeb, George W. and George H.W.'s shadow over Jeb, and you know, even Rafael Cruz potentially being an issue for Ted Cruz. But the real family problem is could be or is likely to be in the Democratic Party because of Bill. You know, I know that Bill Clinton is very popular with the Democratic base, with a lot of Americans, but there's an element of the Democrats that don't look fondly on him because they see him as too centrist. There's an element of anti-dynasty against mm-hmm. her, and there's also a problem of will he, as he did in 08, say and do things that is going to hurt hurt Hillary's campaign, and that's there's a Bill problem for her.
Yeah, Bill Clinton problems. Yeah.
And even if he goes out on the stump and does a wonderful job, it's going to remind people that some of the things that voters like about him, he's mm-hmm. you know, personable, he's a good speaker, he's he really tries to work the crowd and convince you that he's right. It's going to sure. remind them that his wife just doesn't have those qualities. And
that will be not a good reminder for Hillary. Jonathan Emord, as we're wrapping up here, any candidates that you've seen that would actually roll back the bureaucratic oligarchy at all? And that's a big concern for you.
I think without question, Rand Paul would. I have no question in my mind that Rand Paul is seriously dedicated to fundamentally transforming this government back to a constitutional republic in the order of the founding fathers, and I don't see any reason to doubt that. It's fundamental to him, just as it is to me.
Well, we'll continue following this each and every week on the Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Emord here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you to Cheryl Chumley. Congratulations on being with WND now, and we'll keep following you there and welcoming you back as often as you can make it.
Thank you.
And, of course, Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. Great to have you on board.
Thank you.
All right, we got lots more healing to go next hour. And remember, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Great hour, guys. Yeah, really good, Norman. Jonathan, excellent to be with you live again.
More amino acids, and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall call between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.